A Song for Ella Gray by David Almond.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Freya and her friends. Part 1. I'm the one who's left behind. I'm the one to tell the tale. I knew them both. Knew how they lived and how they died. It didn't happen long ago. I'm young, like them. Like them. Can that be possible? Can you be both young and dead? I don't have time to think of that. I need to cast the story out and live my life. I tell it fast and true to get it gone, right now, while darkness deepens over the icy north and the bitter stars shine down. I'll finish it by morning. I'll bring my friend into the world for one last night, then let her go forever. Follow me. One word, then another. One sentence, then another. One death, then another. Don't hesitate. Keep moving forward with me through the night. It won't take long. Don't look back. I start in the middle of it, when the wheels were already turning, when the end was still to come. It was the late spring, early morning, 2 weeks into the new term, and we were in bed, the two of us together, as we so often were then. It's how our sleepovers had developed. We started out as 5 years old, cuddled up with teddy bears and fleecy gym jams. Now here we were, at 17, still spending nights together. They've been stopped by her parents.